Cholesterol-lowering statins are the most commonly prescribed medications in Australia. Just shy of 13 million prescriptions were issued last year for the two leading kinds alone. But under Australian guidelines, not everyone who needs statins gets them. Well, others are popping that blister pack every day, even though their actual risk of a major coronary event like a heart attack is relatively low. A paper published today in the Medical Journal of Australia suggests measuring the amount of calcium in your coronary arteries, those are the arteries supplying the heart muscle, could help to improve the accuracy of heart attack prediction and therefore better target prevention. Professor Tom Marwick is the Director and Chief Executive of the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute. Welcome to the Health Report, Tom.
Thanks, Norman. Thanks for the invitation.
Now, this is called CT calcium scoring because it involves a CT scan of the heart.
That is correct. So it's different from a CT coronary angiogram in that there's no pre-medication with beta blockers required or injection of dye. It's just a plain CT scan.
And the CT angiogram outlines the arteries of the heart in more detail.
That's correct. But, you know, the goal here is to look at the early stages of coronary disease, if you like, disease in the wall rather than disease in the actual lumen of the vessel.
And how predictive of a heart attack, before we get to your study, how predictive of a heart attack is calcium scoring? Because I've been covering this story for years. And I remember several years ago, near the beginning of this, I think I had David Selimar on from the University of Sydney saying there were some serious problems with calcium scoring. What's the state of knowledge now?
Oh, I think the knowledge has progressed a lot. So we have some large observational studies showing that if the coronary calcium is zero, that is an extremely favorable finding. So the chance of having a major coronary event, a heart attack, or coming to hospital with some crisis is well under 1% per year, probably about 0.5% per year in people who are at risk but have a score of zero. So negative predictive value is very high. The positive predictive value, if you have coronary calcium, of course, having an event is dependent on a heap of other things, but the presence of calcium has already declared you as being at risk, as it were.
Now, what you did in this study was compare the absolute risk score. So this is like a computerized score where you check, you know, your blood pressure, your cholesterol levels, your age, your gender, and so on, and all goes into a mix and comes out with a score of what your risk is of a heart attack over the next 5 or 10 years. And you compared that to CT calcium scoring.
Yeah, so it's part of an ongoing study where we are randomizing people to treatment or not based on this knowledge, and we don't have that information yet. So this is the baseline information. And what it shows is that this is a group of people who, by the way, have a family history of coronary disease. So they're certainly very concerned and motivated to sort this problem out. And were at intermediate risk of disease, according to the Australian risk calculator. So that's a 5-year risk of 10 to 15%.
So rather than going hunting and fishing for people at high risk, you chose a group that you knew was at high risk, so you had a good baseline.
Well, the interesting thing is that in spite of the level of risk of these people, half of them ended up having a coronary calcium score of zero.
Really?
And that's a very favorable finding, very reassuring, and generally led to a lot of smiles and hugs afterwards because, you know, these people are concerned. So, that is a very reassuring finding. And then, of course, there is the process of reclassifying people at intermediate risk into high risk or low risk, which makes the statin decision a lot easier.
So when you boiled it down, so the core then is you found that the CT calcium score improved the prediction significantly. But how significantly? How much did you move around compared to the fact if your GP had just done the absolute risk score by itself?
Yeah, no, we moved around quite a bit. So so there's a reclassification of a statin decision in about 40% of the patients. So a pretty significant impact. And that is not just going on to statins, but also reassurance that disease is not there and much less lower level of concern about treating with statins.
What's the implication of this? I mean, so the implication is that you refine, one implication is you refine the targeting of statin therapy and presumably other preventive things that you might do for yourself as well. What about what are the other implications? Does that mean that a GP, say, who's got somebody who's 60 years old and they want to check whether or not they've got a high cholesterol, but does that score you high? I mean, one of the implications here is that just a high cholesterol doesn't necessarily get, qualify you for statins. You've got to have other things going wrong too. Should everybody have a CT calcium score done?
Well, I don't think everybody should do. I think its main value is this intermediate risk group, which is a pretty significant number of people. I mean, we're talking about probably, you know, 30-40% of the population, pretty significant.
So just describe somebody who fits in. So this is somebody who has an absolute risk score from the GP. What is that at the intermediate level? What does that actually mean? What do they score?
So there's some difference between the Australian and the international guidelines here. So our score is very much more conservative. In fact, it's from about 10 years ago. So it was the era when the statins were still very expensive. And our intermediate classification is 10 to 15% risk over 5 years. Whereas, for example, the US guidelines, their 10-year risk is 7.5 to 20%. So in other words, they finish intermediate risk at a 5-year risk of 10%, and we only start calling intermediate risk at a 5-year risk of 10%. So the implication is that the threshold for starting statins is higher in Australia than it is elsewhere, and it means that there's more people in this intermediate group where really we agonize as to whether they should be started. I think often, you know, this is exactly the scenario you're talking about a single risk factor and the ability to really clarify the level of risk.
So just the bottom line, because we're running out of time, is that those are the people that the GP should do a CT calcium score on?
Well, indeed. I mean, at the moment, it is not something that's covered in the medical benefit scheme. And our argument is that certainly for people who have a family history, there is a lot of value as shown here.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you.
Professor Tom Marwick is Director of the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute in Melbourne.